Well, you got a summary from Susie earlier about the songs that we're singing today and about the prayers. And in the darkest days of each of our lives, and all of us have had those dark days, you could always feel at just the right time that there was somebody calling your name, praying for you. Well, this song touches my heart so much that sometimes I really struggle, because I had dark days in my early years, and there were people praying for me, and I knew they were praying. So you think back the darkest of your days and remember those that you know were praying for you and those that you didn't know that were praying for you. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying, I can't feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe somebody's praying for me. Angels are watching, I can feel it. Angels are watching over me. There's many miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before your throne. 'Cause Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Your angels are watching over me. Well, I've walked through barren wilderness when my pillow was a stone. And I've been through the darkest caverns that light had ever shone. Still I went on, 'cause there was someone who was down on their knees. And Lord, I want to thank you for those people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying, I can't feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Somebody's praying, I can't feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praying for me.
thankful. Let us always be mindful that there are people praying for us, and let us be thankful for those opportunities that we can receive prayer and to be those intercessors for others. At this time, we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. And I always know somebody's praying for me when I do this, so I appreciate that as well. How are you all today? Doing all right? Yeah? All right, well, we got our bag today. Let's see what we've got in here. Oh. All right, what do we have? We have two mermaids. And they've got fangs. These might be someone who causes some of us great anxiety if we encountered these. So where do these two ladies live? They live underwater, don't they? Do you know that a long time ago, have a seat, a long time ago, there were people that were afraid of the water. Do you know why they were afraid of the water? Because the water represented chaos, because you can't always see what's in the water, right? And they were afraid of all the things that could happen, and like sharks and other things. And Jonah, do y'all know the story of Jonah, right, and the whale? And Jonah tried to escape God's plan, and he went where he was afraid to go. He was so afraid of following God that he went somewhere that scared him to get away. I know it's your favorite story. And God showed up to him, didn't he, in the midst of that. And we've been talking today about prayer and how a lot of times in our fears and in those dark moments we can pray to God and we know that he listens, right, and that he cares for us. And so I want to encourage us today that whenever we need to pray to God or whenever we want to talk to God or whenever we need help, that God wants to help us, all right? He wants to help us with the things that we don't understand, that and he can do stuff. Oh, they can do stuff? I'm sure they can. They look like they're fairly capable. So let's pray. And then the second and third graders, you all will stay up here. Everyone else can go down to Children's Church. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. I don't know. Who do you want to have the bag next week? Give it to Thomas. All right. All right. So let's pray. Here are your very capable mermaids. And you guys can go to Children's Church. All right. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you that you care for us in the midst of all these things, Lord. And when we are worried or anxious, we thank you that we can go to you. Lord, we pray that you be with us. Keep us safe. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right. Second and third grade, y'all stay up here. Everyone else, follow Miss Vicky. Our scripture lesson this morning, as you can see from the bulletin, comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. This was a favorite passage that was given to me to look at, and so we're going to look at verses 4 through 7 today and read those again to give ourselves a little context, but we're going to focus on verse 6. And then next month in September, we're going to spend all 4 weeks in Philippians 4:13. So I thought it appropriate to put this passage here, and then next week we'll build on this and certainly on some other things over the course of our time in September. Let us hear now God's word from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Be glad in the Lord always. Again, I say be glad. Let your gentleness show in your treatment of all people. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, Rather, bring up all of your requests to God and your prayers and petitions along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again so very much for this day, for your great love and grace. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would be with the words you have given me today. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. If you'll notice today, we have a few guests with us. We'll count these in the roll today, so make sure to count these six up here before us. We've got Winnie the Pooh and some of his friends. Show of hands, those of you that are familiar with Winnie the Pooh. Okay, most of us. There's a few that aren't, and that's all right. We're going to learn about them today. We're gonna get the 411 on these guys. Winnie the Pooh is a beloved classic. It's one of the earliest stories that outside of the Bible that I can remember my parents sharing with me. My brother and I, my favorite animal is a bear. My brother's favorite animal is a tiger. And we're pretty sure that our mom told us what our favorite animals were early on so that she could buy all this Winnie the Pooh and Tigger stuff, because my mom's a big Winnie the Pooh fan. She's such a fan that in our house, in my parents' house, one of the bedrooms upstairs is known as the Pooh Room. And there is Winnie the Pooh caricatures that have been drawn on the wall by my mom, just like we've got some of the different depictions downstairs in our hallway. So there's wallpaper, there's toys, there's everything. When Joel is going to Grandma's house, the first thing he wants to do is go to the Pooh Room. And the first thing Abby and I want Joel to do is to go upstairs to the Pooh Room. Definitely a family favorite, something I've always grown up with. It was a few years ago, I was doing some research on something, I don't really remember what, and I came across the Canadian Medical Association website, and they have paired every single Winnie the Pooh character with a different mental disorder to kind of help, I guess, describe some of these things. And as we all know, in cartoons and things like that, each character is an extreme representation of something, right? That's just the way that this kind of fiction and these types of things are done. And so Winnie the Pooh has been identified as with these different mental disorders, which I thought was pretty fascinating. It kind of ruined the story for me, but still quite fascinating. And so for Tigger, Tigger was identified as having severe ADHD, right? And that seems to fit pretty well with Tigger. Piglet, then, on the other hand, had severe anxiety disorder. And that's kind of what Piglet was paired with. Now, when I originally was looking at this passage last year in prayer and prepping for today, my original title was Tigger or Eeyore. But after doing some research, Eeyore suffers from depression, not so much anxiety. So there's a difference. And so I had to change my title, much to the chagrin of Sherry, our secretary, who's putting all of that together. But Tigger, for me, has always represented joy, right? The sense of excitement, this love of life, and this willingness to go on any adventure for any number of reasons. You really don't have to convince Tigger to do a lot of different things. Piglet, on the other hand, worries about everything. Severe anxiety. Does not want to do or go anywhere. He's always got an excuse for something, or she. I don't really know if Piglet's a boy or a girl, but anyway. So in Philippians, here in this passage, Paul is trying to help the Philippians turn their anxiety into joy. Now, we all know Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Paul is trying to flip these people's focus and outlook on life. And for me, Tigger and Piglet are polar opposites. And that's what Paul is trying to do. He's very much trying to shift the culture of these people from an anxious, worried people to a joyful people. Now, the main cause of anxiety for the Philippians and really for many Gentiles during this time. The main cause of anxiety was around the number of deities that they had, the gods and goddesses that they worshipped. Now, the Philippians were a certain people, and there were the Greek people with their various gods. There were the Romans with their various gods, and everyone was worried that they weren't offering the right sacrifices to the right gods for the right reasons in the right seasons at the right time. And so there was very great anxiety, because everyone wanted their crop to come in well. They wanted to have a blessed life, and so they were always offering various sacrifices and trying to make sure they weren't offending this god or forgetting that god. And so there was great anxiety. And part of the Paul's emphasis of the good news to the Philippians, the good news of the gospel, is that there is only one. There are not many gods. There is only one God. And you can rest assured, you can find peace and joy in the fact that this one God loves you, regardless of what you do or do not do. This God loves you. See, Paul is trying to turn a bunch of piglets into a bunch of tickers, helping them find joy in life, giving them a sense of adventure and happiness that somehow eludes them. And I wonder this morning, do we embrace this good news? Do we have that joy in Christ? Or maybe we've forgotten about it. Or from time to time we have partial amnesia and just simply forget about all of the good things God has done to bring us joy. Maybe there are some this morning that are not aware of this good news. How much God loves you despite anything you could or think you have done. Are we tiggers this morning? Or are we piglets? Where do we fall on that spectrum? Paul's desire is pretty clear here in this passage. In verse 7, he desires that we would all have the peace of God, a peace that passes all understanding. He wanted this for all of God's people. He wanted this for all of the Christians. He wants this specifically here for the Philippian people. Have joy. Replace your anxiety with joy. And when Paul uses this word peace here, while it does mean peace, there is another meaning associated with it that many of the early Christian church would have understood. And so when they talk about peace or when they say peace, it's another way of talking about salvation, right? Because we know that true peace comes from Jesus Christ. And we can only truly ever experience this type of peace when we have a relationship with Jesus. And so when Paul talks about having a peace that passes all understanding, he's talking here about having a salvation that's beyond our understanding, because we don't deserve it, because we have not earned it. We can rejoice because we are receiving something that we don't deserve. And this salvation will guard our hearts and our minds. It will keep our hearts and minds safe, knowing that we don't have to be anxious like this anymore. Yes, troubles will arise. Yes, there will be dark times in life. But in the midst of that, there is Jesus. He is our suffering Savior. And I don't think we ever identify with him as much as when we are in the midst of those troubling times. Because he is there trying to help us get out of the piglet mindset into the tigger mindset. I think this morning that Tigger can only have joy and peace because he knows that Christopher Robin can and will help him if he gets into trouble. He knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christopher Robin is going to help him. There's one such story where Tigger and Rue decide to go off on an adventure. And so they go bouncing. Tigger loves to bounce. Rue loves to bounce as well, the little kangaroo guy right here. And as they go bouncing, they get to this tree and they bounce, they bounce. And Tigger realizes when he gets to the top of the tree that guess what? He doesn't know how to get down. And he is afraid of heights, something he probably should have known earlier. And he starts to call out for help. And everyone's first response is, let's go get Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin will come and save the day. And sure enough, Christopher Robin comes. And he saves the day. Tigger knows that Christopher Robin will be there because he's always been there. Tigger has a very practical knowledge of who Christopher Robin is because he has been in conversation with him. He has played with him. He has seen him from time to time. Tigger has an experiential knowledge of Christopher Robin. He can think back to times where Christopher Robin has been there to help him, right? How many of us this morning have a practical knowledge of God? We've spent time with him. We know his voice. We know when he is near. How many of us have experiential knowledge of God? We can think of those moments in our lives where God has come and he has done something great. He has saved us. He has helped us. He has come alongside to do for us that which we needed. We have the opportunity every day to see God. In some various committees that I'm on at the district and the conference level, we share glory sightings, and we've started doing this in our council meetings. Where have you seen God since we met last? And I know three different times throughout the month I'm going to be asked this, and so I start looking for God every day, more so than I ever have before. And there's this expectant excitement that when I get up, I'm going to see God somewhere in some form or fashion, and it helps me to find joy, especially when the alarm clock first goes off, right? I might see God today if I'm looking. This spirit of joy, this spirit of peace, however, must be found in our thankfulness. We cannot have true joy or true peace without being thankful for what we have received. There's got to be a reason that joy is there. There has to be a reason that peace is there. And thankfulness to God for what he has done is there. Tigger only has joy and peace because he is thankful and aware of Christopher Robin's presence. Piglet, on the other hand, forgets about Christopher Robin from time to time. He doesn't always remember that Christopher Robin is there. He doesn't always call out to him for help because his anxiety blinds him to Christopher Robin's presence, his ability to help in the midst of all of the things that he may be going through. And not only is he blinded to Christopher Robin, but Piglet is often blinded to those who are around him. How often during these stories does Piglet say, well, I better go home. I'm going to go and I've got things to do. I can't join in on this adventure because of all of the things that are possible. Piglet gets so consumed in his fears that he believes and begins to believe that they are greater than Christopher Robin. He is so afraid of what could happen that he forgets about all of the things that Christopher Robin has done for him. Does this sound familiar to anyone? How often do we allow fear more power than it deserves in our lives? How often do we allow all of the possibilities to stop us from doing what we know God wants us to do? How often do we forget to remember God's continued victory over each and every one of us? Perfect love, as we looked at a few weeks ago, casts out what? All fear. A spirit of fear will simply rob us. It will rob us of joy. It will rob us of peace. It will rob us of life lived to the full. It will rob us of time spent in prayer and praise and thanksgiving to God. And it will rob us of time spent with others. Piglet is one who isolates himself. What's great about all of his friends is they won't allow him to do that. Pooh's always dragging him along somewhere. Do we allow our fears to rob us and to isolate us? Do we see in each other when we kind of get there and we grab each other by the hand and say, come on, Whether you want to or not, you're coming with me. Paul tells us plainly that no matter where we are, tiggers and piglets alike can all request prayers and petitions and come to God. All of us. We see in the Winnie the Pooh stories that Christopher Robin helps all of his friends, and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they can go to him. Do we know this morning, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we can go to God at every moment for anything? If it is important to us, it is important to God. If it is something we are worried about, it's something God wants to help alleviate that anxiety and that worry about within us. God listens and he hears because he loves us. God acts when we call out to him because he loves us. And sometimes, more often than I would like to admit, God doesn't act when I call out to him. And I have to be reminded it's because he loves me. And because what I asked for wasn't what I should have been asking for. Because I probably asked out of my piglet tendencies, out of my anxiety or worry, rather than out of my joy and my thankfulness. The anxiety of the Philippians was their own doing. They were the ones that caused their anxiety. Any of us do that? Mm-hmm. Cause your own anxiety? How many of us write stories? Somebody says something and we write a story about why they would have said that. And we're always, who's the good guy in that story? It's always me, isn't it? It's always you. You're always the good guy, and this person has done something to you. And we write these stories, whether they're true or not, because of the anxiety and the fear we have around what was said or what was not said, or around what was done or what was not done, and we give ourselves this anxiety. I think a great representation of that are the various gods that were worshipped all throughout history. These are created, have been created by these people. And what was necessary to appease these gods was near impossible. And here Paul brings this good news of this one God who has done everything and loves us regardless. Whew. Man, thank goodness. Praise God, that is good news. Our anxieties are the same way. They are of our own creation. We have created them. We have caused them. We have written these stories, and we have forgotten that God was there. We have forgotten to go to him. Can we recognize God's faithfulness in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in? Can we embrace life like Tigger does? Not in the stupid way he tends to, but can we embrace life with joy and with thankfulness and with peace, knowing that no matter what happens, God will be there to help us? I pray this morning that we will seek to open our eyes and see all that there is to be thankful for. That we will be mindful of how God continues to work in our lives each and every day. And in response to our thankfulness, we will be set free from this anxiety through prayer. I pray this morning that we will seek conversation with God. That we will seek to have a practical knowledge of who God is and what he calls us to. That we will experience him at every turn. That we'll open our eyes to see where he is moving and working. Because when we refuse to be anxious, those rare moments where we can say, you know what, I don't want to be this way. The peace of God, the salvation of God that exceeds all understanding, that goes beyond words and beyond comprehension, will keep our hearts and our minds safe in Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you this morning, all of us want above all safety for ourselves and others. I pray. pray that for us. I pray that for myself. May we this day, as much as sometimes it pains me to say, may we be like Tigger and not like Piglet. May we recognize all the good and allow God to take care of everything else. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your great love and grace. Forgive us those times and those moments that we have allowed our fears and our anxieties to cloud and overshadow our vision and our sight of you. Lord, help us to turn our eyes to you. Help us to seek you. Help us to live lives filled with joy and peace, giving all thanks and praise to you, our God and Father, who has done all and continues to do all for each and every one of us. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.